Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and by the end of the meeting, Humboldt County voters could see a local ballot measure added to the November ballot. The supervisors hired a polling agency to gather public feedback about a commercial cannabis excise tax on marijuana cultivated locally. The graduated tax would be from $1 to $12 per square foot of the grow site, and the revenues generated would be used for local public safety, parks, crime investigation services, and environmental cleanup restoration efforts, among others. More than 400 local and likely voters were polled, and they recognized the need for additional funding, and they want to see that funding used for a wide variety of services, not just public safety. Those polled also pointed to the impacts that harder drugs like meth and opiates have as a greater concern than marijuana. If the board votes to place the tax measure on the ballot, the measure will be back before the Supes in July to determine rates and other details that will be decided by county voters in November. The supervisors are also expected to approve the county's aggressive and intrusive solicitation ordinance that will be adopted on June 28th if passed. The panhandling ordinance language would be worded closely to that of the City of Eureka's panhandling ordinance, one that bans panhandling near the driveways to restaurants, close to banks and ATM machines, near public transportation locations like bus stops, or in areas where it could impede traffic. The ordinance has the support of the Sheriff's Office and the DA's Office, and the measure, if passed, would go into effect on August 1st of this year. There have already been two drownings in Humboldt County in the past 2 months, and conditions on the Eel River will get more dangerous beginning today as PG&E begins to release water to test the downriver Potter Valley Powerhouse. The water release will increase river flows to 40 feet per second, and the portion of the river where the water will be released will be swift and cold, an area home to Class 3, 4, and 5 rapids. River visitors are urged to use caution, and the water release will continue through this Sunday. The Sheriff's Office reports that a second man wanted in connection with an assault and shooting incident in Eureka last week has turned himself into authorities. The Sheriff's Office was searching for Colt Toole, wanted in connection with a violent altercation at a residence on Chad Lane in the Humboldt Hill area last Thursday. At least three men forced their way into the residence and assaulted a man who also suffered a graze wound from a gunshot. Colt Toole and his brother, Brock Toole, were identified by the suspect as two of three assailants. Brock Toole turned himself in on Friday, and Colt Toole followed suit and turned himself in on Saturday afternoon. Both men were booked for attempted murder, burglary, and negligent discharge of a firearm. The Pony Fire, burning southwest of Happy Camp and just 2 miles west of Highway 96 in the Klamath River, continues to burn, but fire crews made great headway over the weekend. The fire has scorched around 3,000 acres, and containment is now listed at 60%. The number of personnel assigned to the blaze has been cut in half and now stands at about 450. Hot and dry weather conditions could hamper firefighting efforts this week after the cooler, damper, wetter weather from a week ago aided operations. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Arcata City Council has approved the upcoming fiscal year budget, one that, according to City Manager Karen Diemer, differs little from past years. Arcata, like every other small town in the region, has a balancing act between revenues and providing service, and Diemer said the city will see a small uptick in revenues due to increases in sales tax and property tax revenue.
Pretty much, I'd say, a status quo budget for us. We are seeing slight increases in sales tax, which is a good sign, and we are seeing increases in property taxes. So that the two good economic indicators for Arcata. As you've seen in Arcata, we've had a lot of vacant parcels and kind of holes, even around the downtown area and the plaza get filled in. So as those properties expand, then we see increase in property taxes there as well.
Diemer then pointed out to the resurrection of a successful community-based program, the Juvenile Diversion Program, that addressed juvenile crime immediately and worked to intervene with troubled kids before issues got out of hand. An injection of Measure Z funding has brought that program back.
The city had one diversion counselor position for many years, and it was very successful. When we went through some hard budget times a couple years ago, we had to eliminate that program. And I think what they saw in the community was the result of us eliminating that program was an increase in costs associated with probation and repeat offenders, and try to address some of the younger crime in a proactive way to try to save costs later.
You can hear Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer discuss budget issues and other concerns on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.